keeping balance. Sometimes we find it very difficult to keep a balance because so many things come not only to distract us but also to throw us off balance. A surprise, a shock, something negative that we didn't expect. And this becomes more and more every day. And when we are thrown off balance, then we lose our peace, we lose our sense of direction. And how do we get back on track? I have to start to understand that when I am secure within myself, and when I have an understanding of what balance means, then I can quickly put myself on the right track again. And as I become stronger, I will not be thrown off the right track anymore. Keeping balance creates maturity and creates a sense in the understanding that I'm able to deal with difficulties and obstacles, not in a way that is reactive and over-emotional, but in a way that is accepting, in a way that it is appropriate to the person and situation. An imbalanced mind acts very illogically. So to return to balance means that I start to realize that actually, all things have their limit, even good things. Let me not go to any extremes, because when I go to extremes, they work against me. For example, patience is a great power. But if I keep being patient and patient and patient, very gradually, that devolves into becoming passive and even apathetic. The same way with determination. In determination, I have an aim, I have a focus, and it helps me go beyond all distractions and all obstacles. But if that determination is not balanced with flexibility or with patience, then it starts to become stubbornness. I start to become tense. I start to become over-focused. And when people are stubborn, then they start to become insensitive to the needs of the people around them. So to keep balance, it means that I have opposite positives together. Determination plus patience and flexibility. Another balance is love and detachment. We need to be loving, to be accepting, to be respectful. We need, of course, to show mercy towards others. But for example, if there's too much mercy, what will happen? Then others start to become dependent on me. And when they become dependent on me, then they lose their own freedom. They cannot stand on their own feet. And if I give the wrong type of love, it starts to become possessiveness. And in that possessiveness, the other person loses their freedom. A characteristic of pure love is freedom. It allows the other to be free. So love needs to be balanced with detachment. Sometimes people don't understand detachment. They think it's something negative. But detachment is a very, very positive quality. Another word for detachment could be respectful space. If there's not detachment, if we don't respect the space in between, then there's the danger of getting stuck. And when we get stuck, nothing moves. Even good things do not move. Another balance is the balance of silence and action. I need silence to recharge myself, to renew myself, to relax. I need to go inward from time to time. But if I stay inward and I never come out, then I am lost in myself. I can become selfish, self-centered, lost in my own thoughts and my own ideas. True silence means to come out, to balance my inner world with my outer world. When I find peace in silence, when I find happiness in silence, when I find trust, truth in silence, then I share that with others. And to share, I must come into actions. Silence will always create quality in actions. In the same way, if I am lost in actions and never stop and reflect on what I am doing and why I'm doing it, then those actions will simply overtake my mind and I'll just be doing and doing and doing like a machine. To keep the balance of different positive things at the same time will keep me healthy and make me truly functional and effective in life and in relationships.